This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's open for business. Yes, it's that time of the year again, the Alliance Bank Biz Smart SME Innovation Challenge. Now, out of 485 submissions for this year, only 20 companies made it to the top 20, obviously. Now, we're going to be catching up with these companies over the next few weeks to learn about their business and what they've learned from the business training so far. We've got two of the finalists here, Adil Ishak, not Adele. Adil Ishak from Little Fat Duck and Francesca Chai from Go Get. The other name is Eternal Meteor, which we will not mention. Anyway, good to have you guys and congratulations for getting into top 20. Perhaps you can just start off telling me about your business. We'll start with you.
Okay, Adil. Hi. Currently, we operate a food truck based in SS15, which serves Italian and French cuisine. And the price is pretty cheap, lah.
Okay.
And that's what we do, lah.
What's pretty cheap, lah?
Pretty cheap ranges from 5 ringgit to 12 ringgit.
Okay.
So you can literally eat with 10 ringgit. You get a drink, you get a meal, and you get desserts or side dishes.
Right. And there are a few people doing that now, right?
Currently, there are food trucks around. It's not a new thing. It's quite an old thing.
Mm.
Just, I guess, after you have the AFC, they have that new show, and then the movie Chef. It's like everyone knows about food truck. Everyone wants, it's quite cool. It's an in thing now.
Everybody wants a food truck. And what about Go Getter?
Sure. Go Get is basically a marketplace for errands and deliveries. We help busy people outsource their to-do lists to a community of runners around the area. So basically what happens is that busy people can post up, go get my groceries or go get my food, and a runner around the area can claim it and do it.
So yeah. I know we've interviewed people from Super Hands, and that's different.
Yeah, so Super Hands does a lot of virtual outsourcing. So you can ask them to find the cheapest flight tickets and they can send that through to you, you know, in an email. Whereas for us, we literally have people running and, you know, walking. So you have, we're like the super legs, you know.
Okay.
Our people. Yeah.
I need these people in my life. Okay, now what was the pitching process like for you guys?
Okay, the pitching process was a bit scary because you had to present to Tan Sri.
Okay.
So
Tan Sri Liu.
Tan Sri Liu, yeah. So it took a lot of effort. Yeah. It's not, you just go in and one. So it was scary, lah. Especially a new company pitching to people who have been in the industry for a very long time,
uh-huh.
well experienced. So you can't actually beat around the bush. You have to go straight to the point and just present all you got, lah.
So when he poked holes, where did he poke holes in your business?
He poked holes in, I guess, how we're going to grow it, and how we started and such. So lucky we went through and like we did proper. We're prepared, lah. We're well prepared.
And we just found out that both of you were born in June. Well, as in the companies were born in June.
I am also born in June.
A few days apart this year. How did you find the pitching process? Have you done something like that
before?
Sure,
yeah. Actually, well, in my past life, I guess, I was a consultant. So I used to present a lot of presentations. However, it's very different presenting slides that you did for our consulting firm versus your business, and you're really just showing kind of like your idea, and it is scary at that point, but it gets exciting, especially when it gets a Q&A. In my opinion, the Q&A is actually always fun.
Okay, right? And the whole concept of what you do with Go Get is not unique to probably places like the US or Europe, right?
No, so well, ultimately Go Get is a marketplace, which is what, like, for instance, eBay connects buyer and a seller. That's a marketplace. Mm. You have My Taxi that has a passenger and a taxi driver. So we are exactly the same. We just connect a busy person to a free person.
Mm.
We're just a platform that allows demand and supply to meet.
Mm.
So you're right. A lot of places around the world actually do marketplaces, and it's just how they do and what they really bring on.
Mm.
But in America, there is something called TaskRabbit.
Right.
TaskRabbit, though, does a little bit more higher value-adding tasks, like fix my furniture, walk my dog, wash my car.
Mm.
Those to us require a little bit more trust in doing those jobs. So we brought it down a little bit more to dispatch work, picking things up, collecting them, dropping off, shopping for things. These don't require as much trust.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now, what do you think you guys got into top 20? Well, to come sell it to me.
I think
the pitching process begins again.
I think for Little Fat Duck, it was because of the concept and... I think because of the concept where we are not something new.
Mm-hmm.
Food trucks have been around. We have our Lotlos, we have our Bumbly Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But practically we modernized it. Mm-hmm. We brought in food trucks and we used like cafe concepts. Like now the in things cafes. So we actually bought like their design, their food all together in the food truck. Mm. So I guess that was one of selling points. And another thing was because of like, currently we went for the cheap, apparently we went for our food to be priced at a very cheap price. Mm-hmm. So that was another one of our main selling points.
Right. And are there plans for a restaurant down the road?
Currently, we will be opening a branch in Wanutama. Mm-hmm. It'll be around either November or December this year.
All right. And yeah, why do you think you guys got in?
For GoGet, I really think it's because of what we stand for and the potential for it. Because we're actually, you know, aside from being able to give on-demand fulfillment to people, it's actually really about redefining part-time job situations for people, right? So now no longer do you have to get paid in a low minimum pay, wait until you get paid at the end of the month, or I guess long working shifts, right? So now on GoGet, people get paid instantly at a higher rate and they are their own boss. So we are actually empowering people by creating opportunities through better information flow on the platform.
Right. Where do you earn revenues?
Right now, it's actually completely free because we're so early. We wanted to just test if A, people even wanted to outsource, B, would people be willing to pay these go-getters, and C, can this matching platform actually happen in a good way? Now that we've proven, we've done out over 500 jobs. People are paying for these jobs. The average tip coming in is about 15 to 20 ringgit. And we're matching at an average 5-star out of 5-star. So now we're moving to a stage of monetizing. And in the future, we will have to start charging.
Right. So charging who?
We would be, well, irregardless of what side of the equation you charge, you'll always be cutting into a go-getter's tip. So even if you say I'm charging posters, you're always going to indirectly cut into go-getter's tip. So what we decided was we wanted to pick a revenue model that would be most acceptable by go-getters and most psychologically actually welcomed. So we'll be charging go-getters a flat subscription fee for all you can claim, you know.
Okay.
So once once you pay the subscription fee, you can claim as many jobs. Obviously we believe because the platform can create that opportunity to put that money back into your pocket, so you should be willing to also give that platform just a flat fee.
All right. I'm here with Adil Isha and Lil Fat Duck and Francesca Chai from GoGet. We'll talk more about their business and if they win, what they'll be doing with the money right after this. It's Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business-friendly Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. We're speaking to two of the finalists from the Alliance Bank Bismart SME Innovation Challenge. That's the second year running that they're doing this. So 20 companies got in out of 485. Adil Ishak from Lil Fat Duck and Francesca Chai from GoGet. You know, so what Lil Fat Duck is, they've got their food trucks and, you know, with Francesca at GoGet, they're what? Super legs. They're basically help you run your errands. I think, you know, this is great. Now, what will you guys be doing if you win the grand prize? How much?
250.
Or more, 1,000, right? So what will you be doing with the money?
Okay, sure. For us, it's really about scaling and growing the community much more than it is today. You know, right now we're just around the specific geographical areas like Bangsa, Damansara, Montkera, Mid-Valley and Central. But and also PJ, but what we want to do is really grow to KL and go to other places like Penang, and then eventually, you know, our long-term vision is regional, right? So it's about expanding fast and quick. To do that, we will need money to build our product. Right now we have a very basic product. We need to make it more user-friendly, integrate payments as mentioned, and automate some of our manual hacks that we do today. When we do that, it will really set the right foundations for us to scale fast and well. And then beyond that, it's all about building that community, which will involve teaming up with certain institutions like colleges and universities to roll out in those campuses, because that allows me to really work with the students and get them in bulk, you know, and then partnering with certain merchants to roll out for helping push their products out to the market. So,
all right. For you?
Okay. If we win the prize money, we would venture into opening practically fine dining.
Okay.
That's our end goal, to open a cheap fine dining, be lower cost. Like currently, fine dining would cost about 200 ringgit a person. We want to actually bring this down lower.
Really?
Yeah, so we actually give you table service, everything, but just at a cheaper cost. That's our end goal. And also to create the first franchise Italian fast food in Malaysia.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not going to be more food trucks?
No, actually, the food truck was just experimental. Mm. And so far, it's taken off well, but we want to go into more into kiosks and proper restaurants.
All right. I know that you guys have also started some business training, you know, as part of the program. So what have you guys learned so far?
Well, one of the, for me, I think what was really exciting was our visit to Maiden. Mm-hmm. We got to kind of go through the factories and even have a CEO talk by Maiden. And that part was really exciting because...
he's cool.
He's
a funny man.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And that's why I think spoke to us for about 2 hours. And not a single second did I even, you know, fade away. It was completely attention on him. And he was great with all his stories and taught us a lot about how to get the bang for your buck, I guess, you know.
Right. Yep. For you?
I guess my one was doing Alliance Bank's training. Mm. I think that was about, they talked about how to grow your market, how to keep your customers coming back. I guess especially, it relates a lot to when you're doing in food business, you always need them to come back, retaining customers. So yeah, it was very productive, especially meeting other businesses, how could we work together?
Right.
That's like something you don't expect. Like, they actually make you like, how can I work with another business?
Right.
How can you join venture together?
Right, so more collaborative.
Yeah, a lot of collaboration as well. They teach us how to collaborate.
It was really practical, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
So with your current business, your target audience is very much still students.
Yeah, students.
Because you're situated at SS15, where all the colleges are. And for you, your target audience will be working professionals, I guess?
So we have two types of audience, so the posters and the go-getters.
Yeah.
So for posters, it is the working Malaysians, the expats, people who don't have transportation, home businesses, and even SMEs that are too small to have their own delivery force.
Mm.
For the other side, it's the go-getters, and those are the students. They are the part-time freelancers. They are stay-at-home moms, and even just actually the average working Malaysian as well.
Oh, really? So, but you see the bulk of it being students?
Yes, I do see the bulk of it being students, and I do actually have my little hopes on that segment of working Malaysians, because that's something that really has picked up unexpectedly, and it has been a surprise for me, but it does show a huge potential.
It's just like they're passing through somewhere, and then an errand comes about, and it makes sense to them as well.
Exactly.
Okay, so far, what has been your strangest request?
We have a lot of strange requests, but I will say, I guess, a fun one was someone did post up, please go get me 12 roses. And we thought, yep, that's a very normal request. So we're going to go pick up some 12 roses. But he then said, oh, by the way, please individually wrap them. And for us, we were thinking, oh, that's kind of odd. Who has 12 girls to give flowers to?
This guy.
This guy is really good. But then, you know, we dropped it off. And usually I do follow up with a call for these interesting posts. And I say, hey, you know, I just wanted to know, can I understand, like, why 12 roses? And he goes, oh, it's Women's Appreciation Day today. So I just gave it to all the women in the office. And I was like, oh,
wow, sense. What a guy.
Yeah, what a guy.
And you didn't even know it was Women's Appreciation Day.
Yeah, I did not.
Okay, and so what about the biggest transaction, though?
One of our biggest transactions are actually bringing cats to a vet or bringing pets, I guess, to a boarding house.
Uh-huh.
So we have this frequent poster that has these two cats, and he's really busy. So usually he'll say, can someone just come and pick up my cats? And they're in these really cute, like, cat
cages,
right? Yeah. So they just pick them up and then drop them off to the vet, and that usually commands $100 to $150 tip. Yeah.
So people are fighting for the tips, huh?
Yeah, for those, it just snaps up.
Okay, so how do you know, like, with your go-getters, that they're not crazy people?
Sure, yeah, of course. Always a good question. Basically, not anyone can be a go-getter, right? Mm. So we train, we screen, and we vet them. The way it happens is a go-getter has to sign up on our website. We then follow up with an email that stipulates the three steps that you have to do. The first step is obviously just a video that they submit to us about who they are, why they want to be a go-getter, and what they like. That to us explains to us their motivation, whether they speak basic English, not perfect, it's just basic is required, and whether they're presentable, because ultimately they do deal with people and you just need to be, you know, just like the normal way of just being presentable.
Right.
Then we train them on problem solving, navigation, and culture fit.
Okay.
On that, they have to pass the assessment, pass 80%. If not, they have to continuously retake it. Okay. Then we meet them face to face and we do a real kind of fake run.
Well, everything is done online before that.
Yeah. Okay. We do a fake run and then we see how they do, and then we collect all their personal data to be on our database.
Okay. So is there a minimum tip?
No, actually, right now it's it's your prerogative how much you want to tip. But, you know, ultimately, if you tip 1 cent, likelihood of it.
Anyone done something really silly like that?
No one's done a silly like 1 cent. But there are people that have tipped too low.
Right.
And just those jobs just don't get matches. Kind of
obviously.
Like a free market, you know, demand and supply.
Yeah.
So we always encourage them. It's fine. You can just up your tip. And then you can see if it gets matched.
Okay. Yeah. So, and for you right now, you've got a team of people working with you?
Yeah, we have a small team.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have like 3 chefs and 2...
Yeah. You cook?
Yeah, I cook as well.
Okay, you cook as well.
Yeah,
so,
in the kitchen.
Okay, so so there's... is it the cooking done in the truck or outside?
We use a central kitchen because basically the truck is only for assembly.
Right.
Yeah, so all the hardcore cooking are done in the central kitchen. Then we move out the truck.
Okay, so and like, you know, how many people would actually, you know, what kind of covers are we looking at every day?
Okay, and one night from, we start business at 8 till 12, we serve up to about 200 to 300 people one night.
Okay.
Per night, yeah.
All right, so pretty. So anyway, when's the finals? Next month?
Yeah.
November.
In November.
November.
Yeah, but before that, we have another training.
Another training, so lots of that. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see whether you guys get to win that. And tomorrow, of course, we're going to be meeting 2 more finalists for the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge. I've been speaking to Adel Isha from Little Fat Duck and Francesca Chai from Go Get. It's open for business. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.